Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio en direct avec nous ce soir, Mr. Sebastian Sib Leverman. Hi Sib, nice to meet you.
Hello, 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 nice to meet you too.
Yeah, how are you, man?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm sitting here in my studio giving interviews the whole night, so yeah, nice to be on.
Ok, en direct avec nous ce soir, donc Sib, Sebastian Leverman, le chanteur du groupe Ordon Hogan, et c'est aussi le monsieur un petit peu qui fait tout hein, au sein du groupe, qui travaille énormément, vous allez comprendre pourquoi durant l'interview. Le groupe donc va sortir son prochain album le 12 mars prochain, il s'appellera Final Days, via le label IFM Records. Ouais, c'est un, ça sera un grand moment parce qu'il a quand même été repoussé deux fois, on va en savoir plus tout ça quoi. Sib, the new album Final Days was to be released on August 28th, but and then November 13th, following the health crisis linked on the COVID-19 pandemic, Ordon Hogan will release the new album entitled Final Days on March 12th via IFM Records.
Correct.
That's correct?
That's correct, yeah. I got the CD in my hand right now, so it is done. Ah. It is finally done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but actually, we called the record Final Days even in 2019, and it was planned to have a lot of songs that deal with different kinds of how mankind could go down. And funny side note, maybe this is exclusive for you, funny side note is there was actually a song about a killer virus, and we decided then to not put it on the record because we thought it was not so appropriate right now.
Ah, bah voilà déjà une bonne chose. L'album a été enregistré donc déjà en 2019 suite à deux fois il a été repoussé hein, concernant cette histoire de Covid, etc. Donc il y croyait pas trop, les sorties elles ont été repoussées, et puis finalement il y a eu quelques titres qui ont été faits, d'autres qui ont été retirés, et puis finalement il a le CD dans sa main, donc effectivement c'est confirmé, le 12 mars prochain l'album sera disponible à travers tout le réseau de distribution IFM Records, l'album sera en vente avec les éditions limitées, la box, etc. Mais voyons cela de très très près quoi. Sib, Final Days is a concept album around science fiction, it's in a very dark universe.
yeah it is yeah, to tell something about that, or what? The thing is, we always have records that I have like a loose concept about it. It's not that it's like a connected story, but in this case it was, I mean, we're a band that always tries to be very close to the fans and go to the merch stand and talk to people and give autographs and stuff, because it's really great what people have to tell you about what they made for experiences with the band and the music, you know, how the music helped them over dark times and stuff. And there were so many people asking us, oh, you know, you have been in a post-apocalyptic ice world and in a swamp, and you have been ghost cowboys. Where do you want to go now? You can just go to space or what? No, and that was like 100 people asked us this question, and so we were like, okay, maybe we'll just do a space record now.
Ok, donc effectivement, après quelques tournées notamment, et puis après les concerts, rencontres avec les fans depuis le merchandising, et puis lors de plusieurs discussions, vous avez parlé de ça sur Gunman, vous avez parlé de ça. Est-ce que pour l'avenir, vous pourriez peut-être parler un petit peu d'un autre sujet, peut-être plus spatial, peut-être plus univers? Alors effectivement, pourquoi pas, c'est peut-être une bonne idée, et donc l'idée est venue des fans en fait, et puis il a développé, il a trouvé le concept assez intéressant, et puis il a développer, ce qui donnera donc finalement le 12 mars prochain Final Days. And musically, there are powerful riffs and modern sounds, because Final Days is a strong album. I heard some beautiful songs with different ideas.
Thanks a lot. I also think it is our most diverse album. There are these old, like the old school Ordon Hogan progressive longer power metal. There are also a lot of very modern and very hard riffs on there. There are also like a little bit popish songs, if that makes any sense, like Inferno, and also a track like Let the Fire Rain that also sounds like basically 80s heavy metal. So I think, yeah, it's our most diverse record, so that makes it totally interesting, even if you listen from beginning to the end. And yeah, you should give it a spin.
Ouais, du début jusqu'à la fin, hein, l'album, il sonne à la fois progressif, il sonne heavy, poppy, 80s. Il y a énormément de sujets divers, il y a des sons divers à l'intérieur. C'est à la fois puissant et à la fois moderne. Voilà la pensée donc de Sib concernant ce nouvel album Final Days qui verra le jour le 12 mars prochain. And there is some good single as you already released Heart of the Under Heart of the Hundred in a Down of A and Inferno. Oh yeah, because all the videos were seen between 400,000 and 500,000 fans. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. And with comments from your fans of this world, they are, it's crazy, totally crazy.
Yeah, it's going well. You know, I'm very happy that this is achieved so well. I think the most crazy thing is that even in the dawn of the AI that was released first, it has already over 1.8 million clicks on Spotify. So Spotify is even better than YouTube right now. And yeah, I really love it. And especially also I can really tell from the interviews, like all the press guys really love it as well. So maybe we were just lucky this time, and once and for all, we finally made a good record.
Ouais, effectivement. Alors oui, ils ont touché les entre 400 et 500 000 vues sur YouTube, mais aussi le million sur Spotify. Ils ont touché le million, c'est le jackpot pour eux. Hein. C'est vraiment bien, quoi. Et puis tout la presse, comme ça en général, a très bien accueilli déjà les trois premiers singles. Il est totalement heureux, effectivement. Et en plus, ils ont des fans très très loyaux, et ça c'est très important, quoi. And after the release, your fans will discover two more tracks that I think they are very excellent. Let the fire rain and Absolution for our final days. Wow, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two great songs too. Yes, I love the Let the Fire Rain.
Yeah, I think this was actually already released at least on Spotify last, it's Friday I think ago. And also interesting that you mention Absolution for our final days, because this is the one that has not been mentioned so far, but every journalist really seems to like one other song, and it's always a different one. So I think that speaks for the record. So if people can't decide on one song, then they're all at least a little bit good.
Yeah, sure. I received the link from your record company, FM Records, for listening to the album. And I sent all the entire, but Absolution for Our Final Days was the first one staying on my mind, and then Let the Fire Rain.
My favorite as well, Let the Fire Rain, I think is probably the best song on the record, next to It Is Over.
Alors oui, effectivement, hein, donc tout à l'heure, je vous ai cité les trois premiers singles concernant ce nouvel album. Let the Fire Rain est un autre titre qui figure sur l'album, qui est déjà disponible sur Spotify. Et puis il y a Absolution for Our Final Days, qui est un titre totalement à part, hein, dans le disque, qui est vraiment très bien aussi, qui est aussi, il y a un côté progressif qui est très très intéressant. C'est aussi peut-être, c'est pour ça que j'aime ce titre, parce que j'aime beaucoup le progressif, enfin le metal progressif. Et puis il a pas été mentionné par la presse. Il me dit tiens, c'est intéressant. Voilà, je le mentionne parce que c'est vraiment mon envie, et j'aime beaucoup ce titre, quoi. And there are also two special guests, Gudji from Firewind on the track Interstellar and Ylva Eriksson from Brother of Metal on the track Alone in the Dark.
You know, in case of Odd and Ogan, it has always been the thing, I am basically making this records because this is what I love to do and what I want to do, and I would do that nevertheless if the band was not successful. You know, it was never a commercial product, though I'm making all my income from it now, and obviously Odd and Ogan is running great, but it is basically the same with the guests. The guests really have to fit, they have to bring something to the table, so it was never about name dropping, and we were basically thinking of, we wanted one guy to do a guest solo. And who could be a better guest soloist than Gus G, obviously? I mean, it's a big honor for us to have the former Ozzy Osbourne guitar player on the record, of course. No, we love his playing. We knew instantly what we would get from him. So I was actually laughing when I pulled up the solo, because I was like, okay, this is exactly what I was expecting. And for Ylva, we knew that there had to be a female voice on that track, because it was written from two different perspectives. And there were a lot of names thrown around, but Ylva was suggested by AFM Records as well, and we were just picturing in our heads how it would sound if she did it and sing it in a very fragile, melancholic note. And I think she did an amazing job. It turned out to be just fantastic. She really hit the nail on the head there.
Deux guests, deux spéciales invités, Gus G from Firewind et aussi l'ex-guitariste d'Ozzy Osbourne et Ylva Eriksson, la chanteuse, une des chanteuses de des Brothers of Metal. Alors, la chose, c'était la condition, c'était de ramener quelque chose sur la table. To bring something on the table. Ça, c'est Sip qui vient de le dire. Ça, c'est très important. Il fallait ramener quelque chose de nouveau. Avec Gus G, ça s'est super bien passé. Il a sorti le solo. C'est exactement ce qu'il attendait. En plus, ils ont passé du très bon temps. Ils se sont marrés. Donc, c'était vraiment bien. Et Ylva Eriksson, ça a été aussi proposé par le label iPhone Records, hein, notamment. C'était une suggestion au départ. Et puis finalement l'idée était très bonne et ça a développé, elle a ramené quelque chose et finalement ça a donné encore deux autres titres différents de l'album, mais aussi ce sont des très très bons choix quoi. And Sip, the album Final Days was produced and mixed and mastered by you.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, it's a real challenge. I think it must have been difficult and to take a lot of concentration.
Yes, it does. Yeah, but the thing is, you know, I'm doing this for quite a while now. I think I really started mixing. I think the first record that I mixed was our Eastern Hope record in 2010, and that turned out to be good. And so there were a lot of other bands coming to me asking me, yeah, maybe you can work for us as well. And so, yeah, I really sat down and practiced a lot because I really wanted to get to a point where I could say, okay, now this is all like top-notch level and I can't do it any better. And I think Gunman in 2017 was already a good sounding record, but I think Final Days might be the best sounding record I've ever mixed. I mean, also if I take into consideration that the records I've done with the Rhapsody of Fire, Brainstorm and Asphyx, for example. But yes, it is a challenge because if you do everything yourself, you have to focus on so many different parts. But I mean, the thing is, I really know what I want to achieve and how the record should sound in the end. And so I will be relentlessly marching towards that goal.
Okay, donc effectivement que c'était un réel challenge parce qu'il fallait énormément de concentration, il y a aussi beaucoup de difficultés, mais il savait où il allait, et part du principe aussi que finalement bah, on est toujours mieux servi que par soi-même, et puis donc il a commencé déjà depuis 2010 hein, à faire 2-3 trucs enfin dans ce sens de mix, etc., produire des groupes, il a travaillé avec pas mal de gens, vous avez entendu, et là il avait aussi pareil dans Gunman, notamment l'album précédent. Et il trouvait que les morceaux sont bons, mais avec le nouvel album Final Days, c'est au-dessus, c'est vraiment au-dessus quoi, c'est un niveau supérieur, c'est ça qui est bien quoi. Et il trouve que le disque est vraiment bien, qui sonne, le mix, il est vraiment satisfait. Je pense qu'il a dû même se surpasser parce que là, oui, effectivement, c'est des très bons titres, c'est bien mixé, c'est bien produit. Et puis la réponse, c'est celle des fans quand même quoi. Hein. C'est quand même le million d'écoutes sur Spotify et c'est les 4 et 500 000 vues sur YouTube, c'est ça la meilleure des réponses quoi. And Sib, next year the tour will be for 2022 with the Brother of Metal and the Ring Roses, and we'll be in Paris February 16.
And actually I hope that it can finally take place. I mean, this is the third time that we postponed it. The first tour that was planned was Orden Ogan with special guests Gravedigger and Rage, which also would have made a great German metal package actually. And so then we had to postpone it to April of this year with Brothers of Metal and Windrose, and now to February next year. We wanted to keep that first part of the tour short. So yes, there's just this one show in France so far, but I am actually pretty sure that once we can be back on the road, there will be another touring leg where we will play other shows in France as well.
T'es bien cette date hein, pour l'année prochaine, le mercredi 16 février 2022. Vous voyez, ils ont pris de l'argent pour éviter tous les problèmes. Donc on espère pour l'année prochaine, donc maintenant c'est carrément à l'année, une année d'avance concernant le booking. C'est le mercredi 16 février, le groupe sera à Paris à la machine du Moulin Rouge. Orden Ogan, Brothers of Metal and Rin Rose, ça va être cool, ça va être une belle soirée en tout cas, et j'espère que en termes de conditions sanitaires etc, on aura avancé, qu'on aura trouvé la solution afin que les shows et les tournées puissent avoir lieu, parce qu'on a vraiment besoin de concerts, on a faim de concerts effectivement quoi. And just before the end, the release of Final Days, as you said on your Facebook, is getting closer, just 2.5 more weeks, March 12th. Several formats will be out: CD, CD DVD, Digipack, colored vinyl, limited edition box set through iPhone Records or Amazon website, Facebook.
and it all looks great. I still got it in my hands. Go to the AFM record store, get it there, or buy it from Amazon. We don't really mind as long as you go there and buy it.
Aha, effectivement, pas mal de formats différents vous seront proposés concernant cet album Final Days en CD, CD, DVD, Digipack, des vinyles de couleurs différents, une box limited edition qui sera disponible à travers Amazon et le site AFM Records. Sib, just before the end, Ordon Again will be headlining on the Brestham Festival of 2021 this year, right? On November?
Yes.
On the 5+6 in Apeldoorn in Netherlands.
Yeah, if it takes place, then yes, we will do that. Yeah.
Ok, donc le groupe sera en tête d'affiche au Brainstorm Festival, en tout cas cette année, qui aura lieu entre le 5 et le 6 novembre prochain in Apeldoorn aux Pays-Bas. Ça c'est cool. Sib, do you have a message for the audience now, please?
Yes, I have a message for the audience. You know, the thing is, the most important thing right now is to stay healthy. I mean, it might not be the most dangerous virus on the planet, but it's still serious enough. I mean, I don't want to have it, and you guys should be careful as well. And I think the most important message for me right now actually is, you know, even if there are bad times ahead, or you are maybe even already struggling, I mean, there are a lot of people who are not making any money right now. A lot of people have lost their jobs and stuff like that. It might look bad right now, but it is not the end of the world. It will get better at a certain point. Just hold on. You know, it is not the end. It will get better again. And especially if you get the new Ordon Organ Records, and it will be amazing.
Thank you very much for this positive message. It's not the end of the world. And get the new album of Ordon Organ. Thank you very much, Sib.
Thank you
for the live interview. En direct avec nous ce soir, Sib Leverman était avec le chanteur du groupe Ordon Organ était en direct avec nous ce soir sur Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio 213 Rock. L'album, lui, il sortira le 12 mars prochain. Ouais, ça va déchirer. Tout de suite, voici le single Inferno sur 213 Rock. Oh yeah!
Yeah! society will still burn its slaves and their anxiety.
Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. We got a burning down, we are the inferno. Superbe interview avec Sib, vous l'avez entendu, Sib Lieberman, le chanteur du groupe Orden Hogan. Génial, génial, génial. L'année prochaine, le 16 février 2022, à la Loco, ça va être quelque chose, ça va être une énorme soirée. Ouais, l'album, il sortira le 12 mars, Final Days. Extra, génial, extra. Podcast que vous retrouverez bien évidemment demain matin de l'interview avec Sib Lieberman. Oh yeah. Continuons en musique avec le Demons and Wizard. Voici le single Diabolique de Surprise Rock.